This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we're on the air, and now we have no choice because you've started the conversation. So.
Well, I'm part of the 14%. Who's with me? Huh?
I know. I don't think I have a favorite, but I know what a dip is.
Okay, I get it. Yeah.
14%. Throw my hands up on my hips. When I dip, you dip, we dip. That's been in my head this whole time.
Okay, great.
I just had to get it out.
14% of people, as Hack has alluded to,
they don't know what their favorite dip is. And I'm part of that 14%. I don't think I know. I don't really do dips.
I'm going to tell you some of the things on here are not dips.
Yeah, not at all.
Like what?
Thousand Island is not a dip.
That's a dressing.
That's a salad dressing, or like In-N-Out uses it as as a condiment.
Yeah.
Okay, so then ranch wouldn't be a dip either then, right?
Ranch is adjacent to a dip because white people can't stop dipping crap in it.
Yeah, pizza, vegetables.
You don't do that, right?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I do vegetables. I don't do pizza.
Okay.
I'm a purist.
Literally no one listening for even 2 minutes would believe you, no matter, there's not enough ranch in the world to get you to put a vegetable in your mouth.
A carrot.
You'd have to.
After I eat my wings. There's some carrots there.
There's no way you eat wings.
Boneless?
Boneless what flavor?
Those are not wings. Those are just jumbo.
Yes, it's a chicken nugget. Yeah. Oh my God. As a purist, I just made wings last night.
Okay.
Actual buffalo chicken wings.
Okay. Yum.
Do you eat buffalo sauce?
Yeah, I would eat either a mild.
There is no way.
Yeah, mild with ranch. Just a mild sauce or the honey barbecue. Yeah.
Honey barbecue, rookie.
Okay, that's a classic.
A wing has to be hot.
Not
a lot. Why is it like, come on, let's all go rip our faces off? Like,
I didn't say habanero hot.
Let's just have an enjoyable dinner together, fellas. Did we think of that? We got to be like, oh, try it. Try it. Look at me. I can barely breathe. Now you got to try it. It's dumb.
Now all I can think of is Duncan Sheik.
I don't know that reference.
Good. Somebody does. He made a song. I am barely breathing. I can't find the air. Don't know who I'm. You're looking it up?
Yes, Duncan Sheik.
I there know. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I don't remember breathing. What we were talking there about. What do you think your favorite dip is? Because according to this poll, first off, 14% of people don't know what their favorite dip is. You walk into a place, and you walk into a Super Bowl party, and there's a smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a smorgasbord, or is it just smorgasbord? Is it smorgasbord or
smorgasbord? I think smorgasbord. That
or
sounds
is it
right.
Smorgasbord.
No, because that implies that there's s'mores.
Smorgasbord
it's not
or smorgasbord.
It's smorgasbord.
It's spelled SM and then the weird O.
I don't know if you say smorgasbord or not. Smorgasbord. Yeah. It's like, what do you call it when you put stuff on a bagel?
Oh, no, it's cream cheese. It's not the other one.
It's not schmear?
No.
Yeah, it's a schmear.
What do you call it when you're at the gyno?
That's that.
Party time! Okay, so there's a whole bunch of dips laying out there.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Like, you see salsa. Is salsa a dip?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously, it's a dip.
Of course.
It can also
is
be
it?
Used
oh,
as
okay.
a compliment condiment. So you can put it on top of your whatever.
Okay, so dips are multi-purpose.
They can be,
yeah.
Okay.
They don't have to be, though.
Is hummus a dip?
Yes.
Him over here.
Have you ever had hummus?
What is hummus?
No. If there was a bowl of hummus here, I wouldn't know what it was. I've never even seen it.
There is a bowl of hummus here.
Is that what that is?
I don't know. There's not
I've
a bowl of hummus.
I've been avoiding eye contact.
Do you like hummus?
I love it.
Oh my God, so gross. Okay.
Okay.
You don't like it?
Because I know what's in it. And I actually don't mind what's in it if it's in its pure. It's a texture thing for me.
Okay.
Like, I don't like. I know I'm a hypocrite because just recently I said mashed potatoes are the inside of a French fry after you chew it up. But I like hummus is basically taking a chickpea or a garbanzo bean, depending on what part of the country you're from, and just chewing it up and then spitting it into a bowl and dipping naan into it.
Or vegetables.
If you had a bowl of garbanzo beans and a bowl of chickpeas, I would not know what they are. I wouldn't know which is which.
It's the exact same thing.
Oh, okay.
It's like two different names for the same thing. So let's figure out what your dip is.
Okay.
What do you think your dip is?
Ranch would be a safe bet, but we kind of ruled that out. No, I think it's more of a dressing.
Yeah.
It's more of a condiment.
It's both,
dressing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a dip. I would think
guac?
Like. No. No,
avocados?
I wouldn't do guac.
No.
Guac is a dip.
Oh, yeah, for sure, but not for tea hat.
Sorry. I'm just throwing it out there. Do you know your favorite dip?
Oh, yeah.
Have I said it yet?
No.
Okay. French onion seems like
you. There it is.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
With a potato chip.
Potato Gross. Chip, anything. Ugh. Spoon.
French onion's the grossest one there is.
It's so good.
You're literally combining two things that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Sounds like a personal problem.
French?
No, it's like cream cheese. Or no, it's sour cream. Sour cream and then this the weird Lipton. Like you're. It's
I don't know. I thought it was you hate onions and French.
No, it's like.
Wee wee.
What's your dip?
I would like a queso maybe, just like a cheese dip.
That's dip.
Like a nacho cheese.
How would you not know that that's dip?
That's like a sauce to me. That's not a dip. Mm-mm. To me, a dip's got to have like chunk. It's got stuff in it. It's like prepared elsewhere.
There's
like,
stuff in queso.
No, there's not.
There's like small peppers.
Where are you at?
They're like red peppers in there. They're tiny.
Some, but like some places. Like if
I'm assuming T-Hack is not just microwaving Velveeta.
Have you met him?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.